I have some fun facts I could do.
That's fun.
That's fun. That's fun for us.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm entertained by what you think is fun.
Right. I have one that I don't really want to say, but I think we can say it because it's a podcast now, but I don't know if I want to say it. So
even better.
Okay.
Then well, I've been sold. I'm in.
I've already sold.
Me yes. Wanting to say it.
This is Due to Underwhelming Demand. Hello, hello. It's Dave, Rachel, and Foreman with the St. Patrick's Day of podcast because the best way to enjoy it is to drink heavily and then not remember it the next day. So here we are.
I spent my last St. Patrick's Day with Melody at the old Triangle in downtown Halifax.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, well, she was very pregnant, and I took advantage of my time.
Okay.
After the show was over. We did the show live there.
It's usually a good idea.
But, you know, when you do a show, that's one of the benefits. If you do a show there before anyone arrives, and then when it ended at 10 a.m., then that table you were using, you can just sit at and keep drinking at the rest of the day. You're already in. You don't have to wait in line outside.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
You do not have to wait in line. That is true. Okay. Well, welcome and thank you for all the downloads and thanks for listening.
Yes,
and thanks
thank
for
you.
Being. Thank you for enjoying the podcast. I have a new pet peeve that's been bothering me, and I thought I would bring it forward on our little. Vent off today.
Okay.
Dave's turn.
It's my
Dave's
turn.
Turn.
My turn.
I'll have to think about something to vent about.
Does it involve Costco, Service Ontario, or Disney?
Yeah, well, this is another...
Any of those things are up for fair game.
Yeah. This is another one for me. Lately, I've noticed this, and it's starting to really quite annoy me. People that take a full cart of groceries, like full...
Is this because now you're the grocery shopper?
Yeah, well, could be. That could have a bearing on it.
Mm-hmm.
A full cart of groceries into the self checkout.
Oh,
yeah.
Depends where.
What do you mean depends where?
I mean, at Walmart, I would do that.
At Walmart?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know. There just seems to be a lot of self checkouts.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take that anywhere. If I have a full cart, I mean, if there's a spot at the self-checkout, I'm using it.
A full cart?
Yeah. Wait behind me.
You haven't dropped your accent yet since coming back.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
You got a full cart.
Delightful.
And now you're out shopping. You got the time.
Start the cart. Get the cart.
Anyway, sorry about that. No, so you're one of those idiots that do that.
No,
look, no,
you do. There's no. That's what the express lane's for. You go over there somewhere.
Yeah.
Wait at a different self checkout. There's lots of them.
Yeah. Right. How many things are you buying, Dave? Yeah. Like 5 items?
Well, I think I'm a. My wife kind of has taught me to be this way. I always considered to be sort of like a rabbit shopper. A little bit here, a little bit there. You know,
that's how you fill a day.
Yeah, it's not. We don't go for a full load of groceries usually. It's a little.
Oh, that's
here,
all I do.
Because I think she actually really enjoy, and I do too. I actually enjoy going to the big supermarket with the big produce. I'm always amazed at what's available to us. I think we overlook that a grocery store can be a real pain in the ass. But when you walk into, I don't know, we have a big Loblaws here with a huge market-style produce department. As soon as there's a bakery, there's fish, there's sushi, there's more produce and more vegetables and cheese and everything. And I always think to myself, boy, we have it good. We really do have
sure,
it.
Sure, I then mean,
we,
yes.
Boy, Galen Weston would love to hear you say
well,
that.
I'm just saying.
Galen Weston.
Yeah, it does look good. I'm not saying I buy all, I'm just saying it does. So I like shopping and looking around and doing all of that stuff. What I don't like is, you know, someone with a full cart of groceries in the self-checkout. Sorry, I don't. Like, that's why they have people. That's why they pay the pros to get you in and out of that line as quickly as possible. And you, Foreman, want to stand in that line and hold me up.
Yeah, I just want to go in there and be left alone. I don't have to have someone else judging me through item by item.
Yeah. I feel the same way, actually. I just want, if I can do it myself, I will. Now, if I have a lot of produce, I used to avoid the self-checkout, but now I know how to do the produce, so I do it.
Yeah, sure you do. But you don't do it fast. Because you may know it, but you're not. Look, that's why they pay people. They know what they're doing. They know the codes. They know how quickly. Like,
the codes are on the front. The code is like on a big block sticker on a banana. It's like 4011 or something.
Yes, it is.
Stop.
That's right.
Stop.
And then you weigh it, and then you're done.
No little carts. No, they should. Like, you know the store without the frills? I love that store. It is as advertised. There's not a lot of frills. Well, and they won't let you bring a cart through their self-checkout.
Really? Are they policing that?
I think they have before.
They have people at the one. Look, at the one near me, no one's allowed in.
So
no
if you one. Have a basket, you can go through.
You have a basket, you can go through. Because it's
small enough.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I can tell you they let full carts in the express lane. In the regular checkouts, because that's where I was, waiting behind some guy, and the cashier didn't say a word, and she let it happen.
Well, I don't know that they're
supposed to. You know why? Because they don't want to have to argue with you.
Yeah, they don't want to
have to deal with these people, because they know the assholes are doing that.
Yeah.
The express lane, I agree with you on. The shelf checkout, I don't agree on.
No.
Wrong.
I think you can, you know, that's a free-for-all.
Yep.
No, I don't think so. It shouldn't
be a
free-for-all.
Leave me alone.
Look, the only place you can take a whole big cart of groceries through the self-checkout is Costco, because there's always somebody there that will help the idiots.
Oh, I've never done that.
Oh, yeah. You can take whatever you want through there. Because if they see you have something big in there, like I buy my fertilizer there for my lawn. That's where I buy it. I put it down. I have the price thing right at the bottom of the cart. They just come along with their little self thing, and they go, beep. I'll look after that for you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you're really nice, they'll do all of your groceries for you. They just go, beep.
Then why aren't you going through the other one?
Yes.
If they're doing all your groceries at the self-checkout, then you should be at the other line.
Sometimes they do. Don't ask me. I don't ask them to do my groceries for me, but sometimes
they do.
But
you're in that line specifically because you don't want them to do it for you.
That's
ridiculous.
I generally go to the self-checkout at Costco because it's not as busy as the lineups. But
well, I don't know. I'm at the south end, and it looks quite busy at ours, but I've never gone through it. Because, again, when I'm at Costco, and I shop the opposite, like you, Dave, you're a bunny rabbit shopper. I do everything all at once. I don't want to have to go more than I need to. I just get a big, but now typically I'm doing the click and collect, right? So somebody else shops for me, they put it in my trunk and off I go home. So that's easy.
Yes.
But if I go to Costco, which I try not to do very often, lately it's been maybe once a month, I'm doing a big shop.
Good for
it's
you.
$600 and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's my big
shop.
And
your life is so much better that way.
Is it? I mean, I guess.
Well, there's the less time spent at Costco, the better everyone is.
I guess.
Look, if you go early enough for it again, you're going at the wrong time, I think. But I just really don't understand why you would take a full cart of groceries through a little self-checkout. Like, knock it off.
But at Costco, it's worse.
Costco's easy.
Worse.
Costco, you don't have to put in codes. Everything
true.
They have a barcode. You just go beep,
the produce
done.
Is a bit different.
It's
easy.
The only
true.
Way I can agree with you is if you have a stack of coupons or your price matching or something, then get out of the self checkout.
Yeah, okay. Can
otherwise,
you do that at the
you go in and do what you want because there's 10 others.
Yeah, there's like 10 self checkouts.
Yeah.
It's the people that go through the express line. Like, if I have two items and I just want to get through the express and you've got a full cart in front of me, I'm not happy.
Happen. No, they should have people policing
because that.
That
clearly states the rule.
They should,
1 to 12 items. That's it, people.
They should actually have somebody standing there going, no, get out.
Yeah.
Get out of the line.
And it should be a security guard.
Yeah, something
so
like
that. You don't argue back.
Well, yeah. And start
sounds
to,
like a frill.
Yeah, and yeah, it does.
True.
It does sound
that's
like a frill.
True.
Yeah,
that's
well, they need one at the self-checkout, too.
Yeah.
Get out Galen's of the line.
Galen's not springing for that. He'd have to put the bananas up in price.
Get out.
He'll just do that anyway.
This is due to underwhelming demand. The podcast, where Dave, Rachel, and Foreman, and this high-quality, fine podcast is brought to you by HCR Permanent Search.
They need mechanics. They're looking for mechanics. Not just any mechanic. 310S and 310T diesel mechanics is what they need. And they've got a job for you. You probably already have a job, as we've found out throughout this process, because you're in demand. We know that. But this is a better job. What are the perks, Foreman, of this job?
Well, it's straight full-time day shifts. It's a competitive salary.
I thought I'd bring you into this.
Yes. The retirement plan with company contributions.
Amazing. That's free money, by the way. You should always take advantage of that.
Exactly. Yeah. Take advantage of career advancement, because the company that HCR Permanent Search is hiring these positions for, they are involved in, you know, places all over North America. So you can get training, you can get advancement, because this is such a big company that you can be part of. And again, you do not have to work shift work.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Yeah. And
you can be home at night. You can be home with the kids or with your kids. I don't care what you do. Go out. You don't have to be at work.
That's right. They have immediate openings in St. Thomas, Stratford, Goderich, Ancaster, Burlington, and now Orangeville.
Oh, even more. Okay. Yes. We've added another.
You too can become an Orangevillian.
Yes.
You could. Yes. Or just drive there if you live close. You know, you could commute. Because it's a day shift, so you've got all evening to get back home.
Mm-hmm. And see
which
the kids.
Free. It's all yours. Yeah. Ignore the kids.
Ignore the kids.
You can afford to do it because this pays quite well.
Yes. How do I apply?
You could hire a nanny.
Rach, how do I apply?
Okay, you apply by going to their website, hcrpermsearch.com, because it's HCR Permanent Search. HCRpermsearch.com is the website, or email to Kyle Russell, 2 S's, 2 L's, krussell@hcr.ca. Okay, the email is .ca, the website is .com, but we've got it in our in the show notes in this episode if you want to look down there.
Yeah, we really want to get some of these diesel mechanics hired. So just think about anyone in your life, your extended family, you know, even if it's not you. Well, I'm not a diesel mechanic, but but you know somebody who is or just went through school and they don't really have a good spot yet in their career. This is going to set them up for the rest of their career. So really think about who does car repairs. Is it diesel? Is it 310T or 310S? We have a better job for them.
We have a better job, yeah. Thank you, HCR Permanent Search, for sponsoring this podcast. And we hope that you get some applicants. We know you will.
This is due to underwhelming demand, the podcast with Dave, Rachel, and Foreman. This podcast is like having a green beer on St. Patrick's Day. Kind of stupid, kind of dumb, and a bit messy, really. Mm-hmm. It's a bit messy.
Can be, yeah.
Can be.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. Fair description. Yes. Foreman?
Well, I have no segue for that.
That's why I said,
I know.
Foreman?
We don't rehearse. We don't rehearse.
No.
Well, anyway.
We don't know what's coming out.
No, on an unrelated topic.
No one can tell that, Rach.
Yes. Okay, I was sorry. I spoiled the secret.
Yes.
Well, actually, our TV show that we've been watching with our 10-year-old daughter, Harley, may have just been spoiled.
Oh, no.
Connected those two.
Uh-oh.
What do you...
Weren't you watching... Modern Family.
Modern Family,
yeah.
That's right. That's a delightful show.
Delightful, hysterical.
Yes.
Laughing out loud at every single episode.
Yeah.
Really can't recommend it enough. We're now into season 5. There's 11 seasons. Uh-huh. I think it only was on until 2019.
Okay.
But, you know, it's all on Disney. It's a great show. And this is one of the things that we thought was great about it, because it's really genuinely funny and still appropriate enough. We can watch with a 10-year-old. She gets most of the jokes, and the one she doesn't, it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter.
Well, there's now been a few episodes every once in a while to come up with subject matter that she hasn't been exposed to before and has questions about.
Okay. Okay.
So here's an episode, season 5, episode 6. Where Phil is the father in this family.
Yes.
His dad is staying with them because his mom has passed away. And so his dad is trying to get out there and start dating new women again.
Right.
The night before, Phil and his father and father-in-law all went out to try and get the father, you know, to meet somebody.
Oh, okay.
And sure. He did. So here's the scene the next morning with Phil and his elderly father.
Hey, there's Casanova. I didn't hear you come in last night. So how'd it go with Marcy?
Oh, it was okay. But I actually met someone else while I was waiting for a taxi.
Well, all right.
And she's downstairs right now.
Well, all right.
Truth is, I have a bit of a situation. She says I owe her $500.
Please tell me you broke something of hers.
No, turns out she's a hooker.
You picked up a hooker?
Well, I didn't know she was a hooker.
We're in my kitchen. We have to stop saying hooker.
Okay. So I am assuming Harley immediately has questions.
Right away.
What's a hooker?
What? It's word for word.
Yeah. Does she even know what sex is yet?
Yes. She's had, grade 5 health class. She's had questions about that fielded by mom. Thank God.
Well, even if they're, you know what? I actually did have to explain it to Julia and she was like, she just looked at me like, what the? Like, that happens. I'm like, yeah. And that was the end of that for a while.
Okay. Luckily, and there was a previous episode of Modern Family that Harley missed. Mm. And thank goodness for this, because it was the kids walking in on Phil and Claire having sex.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then at the end of the episode, they gift them this great big deadbolt for the bedroom door. Which seemed like a great idea until they knew every time they used it, because it made this god-awful sound that rang out throughout the whole house every time they locked the door. But I hardly missed that episode, so we dodged a massive bullet there. But now, what's a hooker? How do you answer?
How did you answer that?
Several excruciating seconds of dead silence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And glances of Ashley and Foreman looking at each other.
What do we say?
Uh-huh.
And she jumped to it first, because I was planning on not jumping to it at all.
I figured that.
That, you pay somebody to spend time with you.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
And then the episode was still playing, and Harley just thought, okay. Whatever.
Right.
No further explanation required.
Yes.
That's not a good explanation. That's not as bad as what happened at our place just the 2 nights ago. I think Uh-oh. 2 nights ago.
Oh no.
My oldest daughter suggested not that long ago that we're looking for something to watch. Because I find television is a great wasteland, but there's a lot out there and there's a lot of shows. And sometimes somebody can recommend something that you haven't seen, or maybe, what are you watching now? That happens all the time, mm-hmm. where you bump mm-hmm. into somebody and what are you watching? So it came up, you know what you should be watching? And I had seen, I'm aware of the show, but not that aware. The show's called The Bear. And if you're not aware, I just finished that one. Oh, have you?
Yeah, we did too.
Really? Okay. Well, we normally, I don't spend a whole lot of time watching. And this, by the way, they keep winning awards for best comedy. And I don't know why. Because there's literally nothing funny about this show.
It's not a comedy show.
I don't know why it's in the comedy. It's not funny at all. So I'm not sure what to expect when I started watching it. 2 episodes in, I was like, I don't think I can do this anymore. I don't think I can watch this thing.
Wow. I quite liked it. It's very dramatic, but I quite liked it.
It's very dramatic.
I really liked it, yeah. Why don't you like it?
It's about a restaurant and all that stuff, and there's a lot of complicated things involving. Why don't I like... I don't know. Is this too much and it's dark? It's not fun. I mean, you're the one, Rachel, that says you're watching... What is it?
Vanderpump.
Because it's, you know, it's just... You know what I mean? Like, I'm surprised you would watch a show like this, because it's really dark.
Well, it's not very dark. I wouldn't say it's dark necessarily. It's just like
not light.
It's like a drama. I don't know why they call it a comedy. I agree with you on that.
Anyway,
but I think the acting is really great. I think the story is great, and I find it fascinating. And I love shows that have like little nuances that you have to catch on to be like, okay. Oh, all right. Okay, okay. I get it.
Well, I don't know whether I would recommend this show to anybody, but if you want to watch it, I think there's one episode that I just went, I'm not watching, but I have now started rewatching. And so we're watching an episode. And if you guys have already watched the show, I haven't finished the second season yet, and that's coming soon. But right in the middle of the second season, there is the Christmas episode. Now, for those who have not seen The Bear yet, you'll know when you come to the Christmas episode.
Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis deserves every award for
Jamie
that
Lee
episode
Curtis
alone.
Can act her way out.
I don't think I blinked that whole episode. Well, I think I was just glued to the screen.
Makes you feel like you're in that awful, painful, depressing, anxiety-filled, stressful Christmas.
It's if you've ever had a hellish family Christmas.
This one's worse
than anything. Like
I have never experienced anything like that. Ever.
No. Compare it to the Ted Lasso Christmas episode, which was delightful.
Yes,
absolutely.
I haven't watched
feel
that.
Good.
So don't spoil that.
Feel
for me.
Good. It's the well, the Christmas episode is okay. Worth the price of it. The Christmas episode of The Bear is 1 hour in your face. I mean,
it doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop. And right near the end of it, they're all sitting around the dinner table.
Am I okay? Am I okay?
And they're fighting.
Mm-hmm. Are you motherfuckers okay?
A lot.
You fucking piece of shit!
Yeah. My daughter comes down the stairs.
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
A lot of swearing.
My daughter comes down the stairs, and there's a lot going on there, including, you know, like almost a fist fight.
Yeah.
And she's traumatized by what she's literally, you should see the look on her face.
Oh my gosh. My youngest daughter.
So, you know, what you went through 4 minutes.
Oh, don't worry about it.
No.
Don't worry about it. Well, I remember as a teenager, Charlotte's age, my dad would watch like action movies or shoot 'em up kind of, and I would hate that. So, like, I couldn't even, it took me a while to be able to tolerate Game of Thrones, which is really bad. So I never watched that stuff, but I really wanted to watch Game of Thrones because I knew it was a good story and it is, and it was worth it. But I couldn't stand that stuff. And so anytime my dad would watch a movie or something with gangs or shooting or violence, I'd be like, who makes this? Who thinks up these stories? Who makes up these sickening stories in their head? These people are sick. So I feel that. Uh-huh. I get it. Uh-huh. Like, who's thinking of this? Because I wouldn't think of that. That's not a story I would write.
Well, I can say Harley did walk into the room last night, actually, and I had to scramble to pause an episode of The Boys.
Oh. I haven't watched that. What's that? Yeah. I don't know.
Rachel, don't watch it. Oh, Dave, watch it.
This is Due to Underwhelming Demand, the podcast with Dave, Rachel, and Foreman. This is a podcast that you should tell your friends about.
Please do, yeah.
Yeah, but only if you really don't like them.
I mean, that it would help for us that you'd tell them, even if you like them.
Yeah, spread the word. Spread the word.
Okay. A one and done download is still a download for us.
That's right.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
That's right.
Get you for 10 seconds. We still think it's 40 minutes.
So. That's right. That's all we need from you. It's first 10 seconds.
Right.
All right. This is something we haven't done in a while. Rachel's fun facts.
Usually factual. Occasionally fun.
Oh, I love Rachel's fun facts.
Okay, do you though? I feel like sometimes you really don't. No, I do
because I feel like what this proves to me, I find it very entertaining to know what you think is fun.
Okay, well,
fun facts are fun for me.
Okay, there's a couple of facts, like some of these facts I couldn't have done on the radio. Well, these ones I definitely couldn't have done on the radio.
Fun facts we couldn't say on the radio.
Fun facts you can't do on the radio.
So I'm going to save those for the end because one of them I don't even want to say out loud.
You would think.
So I'll muster up the courage to
that
say
maybe,
it in the first
place. At least to two people in this conference here, you would think that should make the facts that much more fun.
Mm-hmm.
You would think.
Yeah.
By the way, both of...
If I use it.
In case you are watching us on YouTube, Foreman and I do know that we're wearing the same shirt.
Yeah.
Yes,
I don't
that
know
was
how
a, I mean,
that happened,
you
but
guys
we do know.
Really coordinated today.
We intentionally left Rachel out.
Only yes. if I wore a Did you plaid not, shirt like yours. I wore a plaid shirt yesterday, but it wasn't that color.
Yeah.
So.
See, we
wouldn't have matched anyway.
We didn't tell you.
Okay. This is the wardrobe where it's like, well, gee, what should I wear? I don't know, a t-shirt with a plaid shirt over top and jeans.
Yes,
you're every guy every day.
And a baseball hat with a round logo in the middle. Yeah.
Sure.
Yes. I actually believe this flannel shirt came from Costco.
Could have.
Probably did. Okay, well,
and the t-shirt was free from a radio station event. Anyway.
Really?
Moving on. Okay.
What's it say? AK and Son.
Yeah.
Keith's.
Yeah.
Oh, Keith's. Okay, cool. All right, Rachel's fun facts. Okay, here we go. Did you know that you have never seen your own face in real life? You've only seen it in photos and reflections. None of us have actually seen what we really look like in real life.
Well, I think I knew that, yes.
Yes.
I think I knew that.
I mean, you knew that now that I say it.
No, I'm pretty sure that I was aware that you don't really know what you look like.
If you're not, if
but
you
isn't
can't...
isn't that fascinating? Doesn't that kind of mind-blowing?
How else would you see your own face?
It's like, oh yeah, I haven't. Like, that's...
Once again...
When I read that, I was like, that's true.
Once again, this is... this points out to me... It's interesting what I think Rachel finds fun.
She didn't even find it fun. You just said your reaction when you first read it, Rachel, was, oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Okay, fine. Right. Fine.
Sure.
Did you know that talking to yourself in the third person can actually help you reduce stress? Which is what I'm going to need after I'm done with this. And you guys.
It's what Rachel is going to need.
That's a fun fact. I like that.
Okay, but another...
Now that you added that, I like that.
Okay,
that
was fine. Good. Rachel's fun facts! That's the fact that
that was funny. I found that fun. Fine. I did find that fun.
Here's something else that can help you reduce stress and pain, actually, this one too.
Uh-huh.
Holding money in your hand can actually help you reduce stress and pain. So... just get some cash, talking to yourself, holding money.
I don't know that that's true. I would argue that
how much money?
Depends on what I'm about to...
It just says any money.
Depends
on... It could be coins, for all I know.
What if I'm paying somebody with the money in my hand and handing it over?
That's
not fun.
Less fun than just keeping it.
I think there's got to be an amount. If you say, well, I'm stressed and I'm in pain, but at least I have this 63 cents... need more than that in your hand.
Yes.
Okay. Nitpicking that.
Right.
I think it's just, okay, fine. Yeah.
But that's what makes it fun.
All right. Speaking of pain and having empathy for others, which you guys clearly don't, acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, can dull your empathy for the physical and emotional pain of others. So if you're on Tylenol regularly... maybe you don't care about others. Is that your problem, guys? Is that why?
Who cares?
Okay. Rachel's fun facts! All right, fine.
Okay, fine.
The most shoplifted book, in America is the Bible.
I knew you were going to say that.
I knew you were going to say that, too.
I feel like that's counterintuitive. But those people need it.
Don't put them in every hotel room, and then people won't... steal it just because they're taking something.
I kind of assumed it was from a bookstore, but you could be from the hotel room, yeah.
Yeah, but I think they want you to take them out of the hotel room. Isn't that the whole point?
Maybe.
Is it?
I don't know. Or you just read
no
it when you're in there. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, speaking of the Bible, due to a typographical error.
Yes.
Nothing says fun like the Bible.
Yes,
well,
that's
there
a fact.
This one, in 1631, many, many years ago, there was a Bible known as the Wicked Bible, which erroneously states, "Thou shalt commit adultery." They missed the not. They missed the thou shalt not.
Yeah, the Wicked Bible.
So it's
telling
in the
you
Bible.
To do it. Yeah. This is actually known as the Sinner's Bible, and only about a dozen copies are known to exist, so there's not many of them.
Okay.
Kind of a collector's item now.
The guy at the printing press thought, this will be funny, I'll give a few of these copies to my friends. before making the rest properly.
Yes. Rachel's fun
facts. Okay.
Well, someone went right to that spot, I guess. Okay, during the Civil War, because Foreman was talking about Modern Family and the issue with your daughter.
And again, nothing says fun like the Civil War.
The Civil War? Okay.
During the Civil War, horizontal refreshments was a slang term for prostitutes, hookers, like as you were talking about.
We're in my kitchen. We have to stop saying hooker.
Someone you pay to spend time with you.
A horizontal
refreshments.
Yes, I guess that's, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so no comments.
Horizontal refreshments. They must have had bidets.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not quite sure what that means.
I don't know what that means either. I have no idea.
I thought, throw it out there and it might make sense.
I don't think I want to. No, just keep moving, Rachel.
All right, I've only got a couple
like
left.
In the Bible.
Like a game of dodgeball. Keep moving.
So let's try and find a better way to say this.
Okay, so you were okay with horizontal refreshments.
Yeah, that one was okay.
That would have flown on regular radio.
No. I could have maybe done that as a euphemism on radio. But anyway, this one. Okay, so men who have sex or like with someone else or not at least 21 times a month are 20% less likely to develop prostate cancer than those who have sex either alone or together with someone else 4 to 7 times a month. So 21 times a month is your goal. 21 times a month.
And you're how much less likely to get
20% less likely to develop. But, I mean, anything helps, right? So
now that you're aware of this, Rachel, let me put you on the spot here because you're the only one of the three of us that could answer this. Mm. Now that you know this, would you be more inclined when your husband...
21 times a month is that's a lot.
But it could be life-saving.
It could be that's true.
He's got enough problems with his pancreas. Anything Lord knows he doesn't need anything wrong with his prostate.
But it's still 21 times is still 1, 2, 3 too many times for Rachel. We found out.
That's quite right. I mean, but you can do it yourself.
She
if you
doesn't
need.
Even. What did you have a Tylenol this morning?
Yeah. Yes. Join the ranks of you guys.
Okay.
Last one here. Did you know that humans have the girthiest penises among primates? Just hurrah.
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 And still 21 times is too many.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Again,
I'm the presenter of facts.
Yes, but these are facts that you maintain once again are fun. So thank you.
Aren't those fun? I figured that would be. That's good news. Why isn't that fun?
I think the fact that you think it's fun makes it fun. Rach.
Okay.
Where you would use that could only use that information if you're going to the zoo
That's right,
compared to the guy on the other side of that fence.
Compared to the guy on the other side of that fence.
You look like you can maul me to death, but my dick is bigger. This is Due to Underwhelming Demand, the podcast. We're Dave, Rachel, and Foreman. Thank you to HCR Permanent Search for sponsoring our podcast. If you would like to or know someone who would, get a hold of us.
You can email us at DaveRachelForeman@gmail.com or just message us on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. We're on TikTok now. You can follow us at Due to Underwhelming Demand.
You'll know it's us with the plaid shirts.
Yeah. We're, on all these platforms, Messenger, whatever. You can send us a message as a comment, as an email,
as a yes. DM. Mm-hmm. I even got one from Steven Zworzik.
Okay.
Zworks? I don't know. Sorry, Steve.
Great.
Says, hey, Foreman, my t-shirt just arrived from Dildo Brewing Company.
Nice.
Love it.
Wow, hey, okay.
Gotta have one.
That's
one.
That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, Sherry actually sent us a message. She says, I love, love, love your podcast. It is the highlight of my week. It's so wonderful to have you three back together. Thanks for keeping us laughing in our chaotic weeks.
Oh, well, that's
thank
nice.
Thank you, Sherry.
That's why we're here. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you, thank you.
We're glad that you like it. We got an email from Ash, who was talking about... She says, I love your show. So happy to hear you again. I was sad to hear the band broke up when Foreman was dismissed years ago without warning. She says, keep up the banter, but oh, one more question. Dave, do you genuinely like Rachel? Some of your banter towards her is starting to seem mean and not joking. I hope it's a joke and you aren't using this platform to pick on a friend.
I can't stand her, actually. It's very true. It's like oil and water. It's just... No, of course I like Rachel. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and I know that you do like me, so I know you don't dislike me. Anyways.
If it comes across as mean-spirited, it's not intended. It's yeah. That's not the intent.
No.
But you know, sometimes it might sound that way, and if that's the way you heard it, but no. Rachel, no, we're friends.
Yes,
no,
we are
good friends.
Yeah.
I think I've said this a couple times before, but it's I think it came from Don Rickles, where it said, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't make fun of you.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
yes.
exactly true.
We kid because we love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I kid because I love with other people in my life, and they don't appreciate it as much. So.
Yes.
To watch it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can't take it.
You got to be careful.
Yes, they can.
You got to be careful.
We have yet another audio message.
Oh yes.
Oh, another one?
From Scotty in Nova Scotia.
Scotty in Nova Scotia.
Okay.
Oh, I love his messages. I feel like he's going to break into like a great big sea song whenever I hear it.
A sea shanty.
Yes.
I would like him to do that, but
yeah.
Okay.
If he could do that next time, Scotty, if you could do a
please.
Little great big sea for us, that'd be awesome.
All right, here's Scotty's latest message. We always love these from him.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, it's me again. Yes, Dave, I'm the same way. My wife will send me to the grocery store. And with a list of pictures from the flyer, I'll be texting her while I'm there because, of course, I'll text her when they don't have any of the sold out. And then she'll pick something else. She'll say, oh, don't get it. And then I'll get, oh, there's a display at the end of the aisle. And what she needed was actually there. And I'll get that instead. And then I'll text her again, oh, they do have it. And it's I think it might be like... Rachel Foreman said she just wants me out of the house. I'm not sure if that's so she can listen to show tunes or death metal
maybe.
On the radio while I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, just so she doesn't have to look at me. That might be it, actually.
Okay. Funny enough that he wrote that. I was at the grocery store after, a few days ago, actually. And it was like 5 o'clock in the evening, and it was full of men, and they all looked confused.
Yes,
of course we are.
And
of course.
More than one of them was on their phone, and
yes.
I know what they were doing. I'm very aware.
Now you know.
You don't know what you need,
no,
and you are
I
texting
sure
your wife right now.
I sure don't.
To say, okay, I don't know
yes.
where it is. Where is it?
Yes.
Yeah, that
every
may, you know,
household everywhere.
Scotty, your situation makes me think of a very important question. If you're in that position and you see that they are sold out of whatever and you
mm-hmm.
cannot get a hold of your wife, is it better to not buy it at all or to get something similar or a different version of it?
Oh, it all depends. All depends. Yeah.
I think it's always better to get something similar because... then at least you're coming home with an option, right? You've tried to problem solve.
Yeah, but what if it's more expensive? And
yeah.
she said, well, I only wanted it because it was on sale.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yes.
There's no
well,
winning
that's
there.
That's the problem.
There's
yeah.
no winning there, right?
Yeah, I didn't want the light version. I wouldn't get it at all if I could only get light.
I see. Yes.
Yeah. Can't win.
Well, yeah, I can't help you there.
No,
nope.
You can't.
There's no right answer to that.
No, there's not.
May God bless us and keep us safe in the new year. And please give Michael the strength not to throw that fork. Amen.